Blog Talk Radio.
Come we that love the Lord, and let our joys be known. Join in us, songs of free the chord. Join in us, songs of sweet accord. And thus, surround the throne, and thus, surround the throne. We're marching to Zion. Beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. Come ye that love the Lord, and let our joys be known. Join in the song of sweet accord. Join in a song of sweet accord. And thus, surround the throne. And thus, surround the throne. We're marching to Zion. Beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Praise God. Our scripture reading tonight will come from 1 Peter 5:10. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a while, will himself restore you and make you strong and firm and steadfast. The next scripture will be 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature, and old things are passed away, and all things become new. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We bless the Lord tonight for welcoming you to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. Thanking God, glory to God, as our desire is to please the Lord, submit ourselves and commit to him, and curse and counsel the assignment of the enemy that was trying to have us, glory to God, manipulated and try to cause us to not to be in compliance with the things of God, to allow him to have free reign in our lives. What a marvelous, wonderful God we serve. Renewed mercies every morning for the grace. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God for his word. Thank God for the power of prayer. Thank God for the strength, glory, and the courage to continue to persist and pursue after God like never before. Thank God for the amazing grace and how God blessed and moved miraculous in the lives of those vessels that he used last night, the women of God that rose to God, proclaimed the gospel, declare and decree and standing on, glory to God, and encouraging and enlightening us and strengthening us and bringing wisdom to the table, correction. Thank God again for the power of the anointing, for those that have spent time in God's presence to be able to deliver such a message as they did. We bless God for every one of you all, and powerful prayer warriors daily. Bless the Lord. Yes, glory to God. Our brother come on tonight. We'll hear a little sharing from him, and our sister, if she comes on for her 5 minutes. But if not, we're still going on because it's a night of prayer and to seek the face of God. So, Father, we do honor you tonight and give glory and praise for all the great and mighty, mighty wonderful things that you've done in our lives and doing, regardless of how the enemy wants us to look at the negative and look at all the chaos and everything. But, God, you are still the same, God, yesterday, today, and forevermore, and you change not. Thank God for greater is he on the inside of us than he that's after us. Thank God, glory to God, that we can call upon his name and with faith, glory to God, believe in him as we come boldly through the throne of grace to be obtained mercy, that it will be supplied. Thank you, God, for being our Jehovah Jireh, glory to God. Thank God for his loving kindness, that God, you bless us in our health. God, it may not be to the fullness because the enemy has come to steal, kill, and destroy, but it was already done at Calvary. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing us to be able to continue to stand fast, hold fast to the promises of the Lord that at a rich and maketh no sorrow. God teaching us more and more that how to be covenant keepers, not covenant breakers. And you said if you love you, we should keep your commandments. God, I'm thanking you, Lord God, that we prove ourselves daily as we submit to your word and allow the word to work in us and work some things out of us. Thank you for the fire of the Holy Spirit that burns things out off of us. And thank God for the fire on the inside with the determination to press forward in the name of Jesus. Being like Jeremiah, glory, that fire shut up in our bones. We go over to God, can't help it. If you love the Lord, you'll have no problem serving him. In the name of Jesus, but we got to serve him in truth. As he said, worship you in spirit and in truth. God, no matter what's going on around us, help us to hold fast to faith. Help us to do what you call us to do. Help us to be those people that will obey the command. God, I thank you, Lord God, that you bless us, that we can pray and bind the hand of the enemy and loose this hold off of those, glory to God, that are bound by demonic forces that cause them to be out here with these hate crimes and this murdering and glory to all this homosexual acts and all the other kinds of things with confusion and chaos and vendettas having after others and glory to God and all the destruction that he's been doing and the chaos. Ah, but our God is still on the throne. Help us not to get discouraged, but to pray and bind and loose the hand of the enemy as we stand fast and hold fast to faith on one accordness. In the name of Jesus, we know that glory at us. We continue to hold fast to his faith, to the faith of Jesus Christ. The enemy got to be loose from his assignment, but we got to be patient and continue to obey in the name of Jesus. Stay steadfast, unmovable, always about in the work of the Lord. God, we come against the forces of evil that will have people out here, glory to God, with this mass shooting, those, glory to God, even the woman that caught, as we've been praying, and I know not only us, other prayer wars, other people praying, that start catching these people when they start trying to do things before it ever come to pass, reveal it, glory to God, because it can annihilate and glory to God, come and spoil whatever plans and plots they have and schemes the enemy has. And she's shooting up the airport, glory to God. I mean, shooting up in the air in the airport. But God, thank God, nobody got hurt, but they were able to wound her and put her in captivity. We plead the blood of Jesus. God, we got to keep praying. And even today, just listen to the news just before coming on, and here it is, one of the restaurants, well-known restaurant, glory to God, the Red Robin. Here it is, as the food being distributed out in you come and pick up your to go bags. Here it is, an employee in there putting a lace of edibles inside the bags, and somebody has sense enough to report it. And all they want to do is just saying, "Oh, right now he's just being fired." We don't know who else they said, glory, I could have had it, and they found out that it is laced with stuff that have people high and can kill somebody. God, I'm telling the enemy is so busy. We got to stay, glory to God, stay focused and stay alert, stay diligent in the name of Jesus to pray and bind and loose in the name of Jesus and pray that nobody really did or is bringing no harm to the ones that did eat that or, glory, that got hold to it. It could have been somebody's child as well thinking, oh, it's nothing but a treat. But I plead the blood of Jesus out here distributing drugs in another way and for you just to freelance and give it to somebody, get them hooked. Oh, just to get them killed. Oh, there's so many tricks of the enemy. We got to stay alert on our post to pray in the name of Jesus. We don't know who's riding down the road next to us on the job or on the bus, on the train, on the plane, or just in our neighborhood, glory to God, or next door. We just have to pray and bind the hand of the enemy, curse and cancel his work, plead the blood of Jesus, and swore, glory to God, whatever plots and plans he have in the name of Jesus for destruction. God, we pray for our youth as they were saying more and more, glory to God, how they're getting hold to this fentanyl, whatever that drug is, and it's supposed to be a drug, glory to God, that's supposed to be prescription, but they're out there selling it on the street, and then they're lacing it with other stuff. It's so much happening in our land. We got to continue to pray. Pray with faith. Pray and hold on to your joy and your peace. Pray and bind the hand of them, loosen from his assignment. Oh, he's on his 24/7. God, we got to be more, glory, alert and standing, glory, that when we are aware and alert, glory to God, to speak and pray and bind and loose, and glory to God, stand up boldly against the things of the enemy. But God, we thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for those angels that be encamped about us daily, going in and out these various places on the highways, byways, waterways, glory to God, wherever it may be. We thank you. We bless you, glory to God. We thank you for the word that you placed on the inside of us. But we can't just have the letter. We got to have the spirit, but we got to have some faith, and we got to have some obedience with it. In the name of Jesus, God, I bless you. You say, why call me Lord, Lord, and do not my saying. We can't do it to be a part-time lover. We can't do part of what God's saying, take everything else in our hands to do. Like, you said a double-minded man is unstable and all this, but don't expect to get nothing from you. Oh, liars, glory, I said, have the part. Glory to God of the lake of fire. God, help us to correct those things that are in error, and let this light shine even the more. Come on, one accord, that we can be able to put the enemy to fight, the real enemy, not just flesh, but the spirit that's behind it. In the name of Jesus, and help us to examine ourselves to make sure that we are not walking contrary to your will and thinking more highly of ourselves than we ought to. We thank you, Lord God, and even for those that need to be restored back to the faith, glory to God, in the spirit of meekness. Because everybody, glory to God, can pray, but everybody don't have that anointing, glory to God, to go to someone, glory to God, in the spirit of meekness to restore. So pray and have the right attitude mindset. Oh, God, I bless you today. Thank you again for what you've already done and doing. Cover our children, our families, glory to God, and even the request from one of the TSAs that's a manager in Washington State made a request, glory to God, for prayer, not only just for herself, because she got COVID for the second time. Bless Evangelist Kelly. We have prayed for her some over different times in life. But glory to God, and for this family that also, glory to God, has one of their loved ones that are in the hospital, glory to God, on the ventilator, that pray for her. I can't remember the name as of right now, but I know, glory to God, we are pray for that family, that God bless and bring deliverance and healing and raise her back up too as well, and raise Kelly back up, glory to God. And she has some underlying condition, but she is a strong one to stand in faith and always helping others too as well. So we pray for Evangelist Kelly as well as for that other family. God, we put all these cares and concerns in your hand, and all the prayer warriors on the wall too as well. Those, glory to God, that are standing on the wall with divine connection and all around the globe, continue to encourage in the name of Jesus. We do pray. God, we bind up every satanic and demonic force that come against our families, and glory to God, our loved ones, glory to our church family, oh God, even for our own selves. And we plead the blood of Jesus, glory to God, against the forces that be fighting Mother Freeman's body at 96. For God, we know you're healing and deliver. We know you can protect her and still shield her life as well. Pray for Mother Camp. Thank God that she's doing well. We pray for all the other mothers and fathers in the Zion, glory to God, and even as they're going on into, glory to God, those senior years, God, you're still blessing for many. They're still talking about, glory to God, how God's blessing at 100 years old, 99 years old, 105, 110, 103. God, you're an awesome God. And God, for us that even are going through various things in our bodies, God, we got to depend on you and not walk by sight, but walk by faith that God, glory to God, we know you're still on the throne. We thank God for Mother Alexander to speak and preach that word all the time, standing on God's word. Glory to God, and binding the devil up, no matter, we know he coming and we know he doing things, but God, our ultimate source, glory to God of supply and deliver, healer, and savior is Jesus Christ. Help us to keep looking up to the hills who's coming to our help, realize to come from the Lord and use these tools. Then glory to God, these war tools that you have given us, glory to God, it says weapons are not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. And every imagination, even when you're trying to get in our head for imagination running away with us, we got to take authority over it, bind it up, loose it, bring it down in captivity and obedience to the Spirit of God. Thank God that your word is true and your promises are true. You're not a God that you should lie, and your hand is not too short that you can't deliver. Cover our young people. Cover our youth. Bind the forces of the enemy, that Pharaoh and that Herod spirit that comes to destroy them at a young age and all through their life to try to keep them from even having a life, using them to bring destruction, and some just nothing they're doing, but destruction coming against them. Whatever the tool the enemy is using, the weapons, we annihilate it right now in the name of Jesus. And we speak, turn the hearts around, open their hearts to you, God, and give glory to God. You're praying that they'll take out a heart, you'll take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh. Give them a mindset that want to be saved, and send messengers by people in their life that they don't trample over that. And the other ones that are being abused and hurt, glory, are things against their own will. God, deliver them out of them in the name of Jesus. And all the corporate that's even trying to destroy their lives, God, reveal and glory, I bring justice to those situations. God, even though we might pray for their salvation, justice still needs to be done In Jesus' name we pray. We love you. We appreciate you. We thank you, Lord God. Help us to stay focused on all the stuff we hear every day, getting in our ear gates, getting in our eye gates. Glory to God, and attack, you know, either coming to oppress or suppress us. We plead the blood of Jesus. We bind it up and command it to be loose and rolled off like a roll off a duck back, God, because we stand it on your word and on your promise, and that we're not yielding to the temptation. And if we do find ourselves in error, run to the rock that's higher than us. And God, remember to continue to confess our faults, glory to God, and our sins to you in the name of Jesus. Praying ye one for another, bearing one another burdens, and do it as you say, not what we feel, not what the five senses say, and not what other voices say, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we even come against these shock attacks when people go into the beaches and they're getting their limbs chopped off, or glory to God, or all kinds of other attacks. Different kind of things are coming out of the elements now, in the name of Jesus. All kinds of fires and everything that's happening. And now, over like we've seen in London, that the heat was so high they wasn't used to seeing that, and seeing that, glory to God, is burning the houses up. And now we're seeing even in our own country more and more, not only just the forest fires doing, glory to God, the damage, but just the houses coming on fire, even without having anybody, anything going on, glory to God, concerning a forest fire. It's just a fact of it. And then now we're having this stuff that they were talking about, how, oh, glory to God, from the snakes to alligators and from black little spiders and all kind of other stuff coming out of out glory to God, giving account for some things, and even glory to God showing these dog killers and other kind of stuff, and oh my God, fatal dog attacks, and just showing us. Now we have these bees that's coming out. Sister was just saying a few minutes ago how she got attacked with these yellow jacks, and they're showing yellow jacks. Glory to God, Wolf is on the TV right now, and she was just saying about 20 minutes ago, how she was attacked, glory to God, with a massive amount of about 30 or more attacks just cutting her yard. Oh, and they're in the ground coming out. Oh, Lord, help us now at this time. We like never before. We can be shielded under your blood, staying in the ark of safety. We just got to trust you with all the different things that are happening. Glory to God, with the global warning and all. Some things was already warned about, but so many things are happening in the earth realm. God, some through sins and different plagues and all kind of stuff from disobedience. Other things around you said that was going to come regardless in the name of Jesus. But we are to be the light of the world. We are to be, glory to God, the salt of the earth. God, help the body of Christ to come back in alignment with your word so we can take authority over some of these things that are going on. Won't be no everything, but we are to be a light. We got to be an example so people can get saved and get delivered. They got to see some light somewhere. They got to see some examples and some truth somewhere, not on a part-time basis. So much to pray for. God, we pray against all these lies, too, and all this deception. And a lot of it's coming even from the pulpit. And show glory to God, something I just saw a little while ago, too. How somebody already heard about it, but how is the police, how somebody going to walk up in the church, get in the pulpit and knock the pastor down, glory to God, and rob the first lady, talking about $1 million they took off of the two of them out of jewelry. What? Lord Jesus, we're going to pray. Lord, I thank you for all that you've done and doing. Pray for those who are less fortunate, those that need food, clothes, and shelter, and those, glory to God, that are going through depressed, oppressed, those that have dementia, those, glory to God, that just have so much grief that, glory to God, they want to check out, and some with just suicidal demons. Whatever we curse and count, we got to be on our post. God, and even pray for our own household because the enemy coming and sneaking in the back door, some coming in the front door because some people not living what they say and they don't even recognize what's going on in their own house because, glory to God, flesh is on parade. God, help us to wake up the sleeping giant and to be on one accord. But those that will go and obey, we got to make up our mind. I'm not going to let you hinder me. I pray for you, but I'm not going to let you hinder me. God, I bless you. We cast these cares back to you. Command the enemy and all his little cohorts to set up traps, plots, plans, and schemes to be eradicated from it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for restoring. Thank you, Lord God, for restoration. Even thank you, Lord God, for glory to God, resurrection power, God. And even those gifts and talents that's on the inside of us, help us, Lord God, to get before your presence and use them, utilize them as you give us wisdom and strategies. In the name of Jesus, we pray one for another. Loose the Holy Spirit, have thine own way as we cancel the assignment of everything that the enemy is doing in his plots, plans, and schemes. Be eradicated, dismantled, and we have you let you have your way. Help us to submit, regardless of what that flesh feeling. It's got to die so you can be glorified. We feed the spirit man so it can grow and take authority and have power. Glory to God, because the flesh, they're on parade. We don't have no power. Little prayer, little power. No prayer, no power. We bless you, but we got to have it with faith and obedience to your word. We love you today as we call back our peace and joy back, glory to God, in Jesus' name. We're going to have Mother, first one that came on, we're going to have Mother Willette to pray, praise God, and then the next one we're going to have, praise the Lord, Mother Alexander, then it'll be Mother McCormick, praise the Lord, I'm trying to see who else to follow suit. I have to see if Pastor Bird is on tonight, praise the Lord, so we can get her in there before she has to get off. Praise the Lord in the name of Jesus. Then we have, after they pray, we're going to have Brother Black to share what God has placed in his spirit from the meeting that he wasn't able to have his part last night. Trying to roll this out. So again, we don't have no problem with this thing scrolling to be in its place. In the name of Jesus, we glorify and thank you for all that you've already done. And doing. Praise the Lord. So in that order, that's how we'll have it for tonight. Amen. And then after Brother Black, then we'll have Pastor Sim. And if I see Mother McCormick, then we'll do her later too as well. Bless her. Yeah, Mother McCormick was also on there before to Mother Sim, so after Brother Black, then we have Mother McCormick, and then Pastor Sims. All right, Brother Black, you come after Mother Alexander. At this time, we open the lines already for Mother Willette to pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks. Praise the Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence, Lord God. We thanking you, Lord God, for another day's journey. Hallelujah to the glory of God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for being of good, sound mind, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you watched over and kept us all day long. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. Lord God Almighty, we just thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in this season, in this hour. And we thank you, Lord God, that you're yet on the throne, hallelujah. You love us. You are for us, hallelujah. You're mindful of every situation that we face. We ask you to have mercy upon our souls, Lord God. If we have sinned and fallen short of your glory, we ask you to please forgive us for our sins, Lord God. And if anybody else has done something to us, Lord God, that we think that was not right, we ask you, Lord God, to show mercy and kindness and bless them in the name of Jesus and help us to show, Lord God, mercy toward them as well. We thank you, Lord God, for the message of being in Christ, and we pray that, Lord God, we see things from your perspective, Lord God. Lord God, so many people are hurting, and, Lord God, they are broken, Lord God, and they are, Lord God, caught up in situations and circumstances. And God, without your help, they will be lost. So, Father God, in Christ Jesus' name, I just want to appreciate you. I thank you so much. I thank you for Jesus that yet sit at the right hand of you, Heavenly Father, making intercession for us. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that things could have turned out worse, but you did not allow the enemy to have the upper hand on us. And we thank you, Father, for the power of your word. Glory be to God. Praise you, Lord God, that your word is true, because you are truth. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we can rest, hallelujah, on your word. You said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible. We thank you, Lord God, for the message on restoration. And it's time, hallelujah, for people to realize without Christ in your life, there will be no restoration for you. So we pray, oh, Lord God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, as I heard the scripture reading, glory be to God, hallelujah. He that is in Christ is a new creature. Old things passed away. Behold, all things have become brand new. So I thank you for that, Heavenly Father, and I bless you, and I praise you, and I honor you. I ask you this evening, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah, that, Lord God, you put us in remembrance, hallelujah, of what you've already said, and help us, Lord God, to get in agreement with what your word says in the name of Jesus. We lift up, Lord God, and pray, Lord God, in agreement with Pastor BJ as she prayed the prayer of faith, Lord God. So many situations and so many circumstances. And God, I believe that, yes, you said in your word, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, Lord God, we got some ways that we need to turn loose in the name of Jesus, because judgment shall begin at the house of God. So, Father God, hallelujah, we thank you that you bring it to our attention if there's things in our lives that ought not to be, Lord God, because people, Lord God, are on their way to hell, left and right. And I believe a lot of times it's because we're not the people and we're not representing you like we ought to in the earth. And without your Holy Ghost, we're not going to be able to do a thing in the name of Jesus. We'll stay in our corners and not say anything, not come out in the name of Jesus. But we pray for help on tonight, Heavenly Father. We ask for your Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we ask, Lord God, that you will, Lord God, lead us and guide us according to your divine Holy Ghost power in the name of Jesus. You said we ought to be filled with the Spirit, led by the Spirit of God, and walk in the Spirit in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Father, I thank you, and I ask you, Lord God, to give us guidance. So many hurts, Lord God, so many bereaved tonight. And we pray for those, Lord God, that have gotten the news that their loved one is no longer here, died unexpectedly. So we pray for those, Lord God, that are in pain and suffering, Lord God, and not knowing how to handle this situation. But, God, you give us good understanding. You let us know, Lord God, if they left here and they had given their lives to you, they open up their eyes in paradise. Glory be to God. But we yet still pray for those families, those loved ones that are left behind, that are going to miss those people, Lord God. In Jesus' name, we still put ourselves in remembrance of those parents in Uvalde, Texas, and, Lord God, other places. Places where so many killings and murders and shootings have taken place. God, we need your help in the earth today, and we know you can blink your eye and settle it all at once. But, God, I thank you that you're yet showing grace and mercy. You've given people an opportunity to let go of the wickedness and let go of the evil and let go of the wrong in the name of Jesus. I'm praying, Lord God, special prayer, Father God, for those, Lord God, that the enemy has deceived, hoodwinked, and bamboozled, and they are yet, Lord God, caught up into circumstances and situations that's not going to help them have eternal life. It's not going to give them, Lord God, victory on this side, because they're choosing, Lord God, things that just don't please you. We ask you, Lord God, this evening to let the sword of the Spirit, which is your anointed word, glory be to God, to go forth to sever the yoke of every bondage this evening. So many bondages, Lord God. People strung out on drugs, strung out on alcohol, sex sins, identity issues. So many, Lord God, hate crimes. So many, Lord God, bigotry and, Lord God, mental issues. So, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we ask, Lord God, for special help, special anointing, Lord God, to break the yoke of bondages everywhere, the bondage of sin, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, the bondages of all these sicknesses and diseases. Lord God, we pray special prayer for those, Lord God, who may be paraplegics or don't have all their limbs and don't have the faculty of their mind to make good decisions. We pray, Lord God, for those who have been in situations and circumstances of illnesses for so long a time. We're praying for a mighty, Lord God, deliverance, a mighty change, Lord God. We pray, oh, Lord God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that if it's your good will, and I pray that it is, that you send forth, hallelujah, your special angel. And, Lord God, stir, hallelujah, the water of life, hallelujah. It may not be a real pool, but spiritually speaking, we pray that you stir the hearts of man and cause them to see, Lord God, it's time to let go of that which is wrong and turn and choose Jesus, hallelujah, before it's too late. Somebody mentioned today, pray for such and such because, Lord God, they got a bad dementia, Alzheimer's, so bad to the point where it's a case that's speeding up. It is more rapid than the regular cases, Lord God. And they say they didn't know whether they saved. It's no time to wonder whether somebody's saved. It's time to get it right today in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, we pray for our loved ones, Lord God, that are strung out on one thing or the other. They may just be, Lord God, just not making good choices, Lord God. But God, when we don't have, hallelujah, our mind made up, Lord God, that we're going to surrender our lives to you, Lord God, and do your will, Lord God, then we can't be getting mad at other people because things are not going our way. It's time to get it right because God has given us chance after chance. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Father, we pray for our apostles, our pastors, our prophets, Lord God, our evangelists, the pastors, the teachers. We pray for the body of Christ. We pray, oh God, hallelujah, that people will begin to realize, hallelujah, God, I want to get this thing right. I want to do it right, and I can't do it without you, dear God. Can't do it without your Holy Spirit giving me guidance. Help me, Lord God, to show kindness and mercy to people everywhere in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, this evening in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, glory be to God for those, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God, that stand in need of salvation this evening. God, I pray, hallelujah, as you put people in our path, give us a word, a rhema word to speak to in their lives, Lord God, and bring about, hallelujah, you bring about their deliverance in the name of Jesus. We pray for family members, Lord God, that are not yet saved. And we pray, oh, Lord God, it seems like people can do just about everything, but, Lord God, as far as making arrangements for what if something happened to them, they're not taking, they're not making arrangements for that. They're just living their life from day to day, and they say, well, if I had a brother tell me, Lord God, if I died, you just kick me in a ditch. Well, that's not how things is going to work. You can't kick a dead person in a ditch. You need to make arrangements, Lord God. So we pray, oh God, that people change their mentality, their way of thinking in the name of Jesus. But without you, Jesus, as Lord of their life, it's really difficult to do. But help us, Lord God, to speak words of encouragement, words of wisdom in the name of Jesus. Guide us each day, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we love you on today. We bless you. I could pray about so many things. I pray for my brothers and sisters on this prayer line. I pray for, Lord God, a young lady who's going through suffering with something called hoarding. In the name of Jesus, we know she's not the only one. There are others. We pray, oh, Lord God, that you, Lord God, bring about a change in her life. We pray, oh, Lord God, hallelujah, some things we've allowed and we accept, Lord God, as something that's normal. But, God, you know what's best. And I know you want us to live and not die. You want us to live life to the full. And we ask you, Lord God, to help this young lady this evening in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, oh, Lord God, for those, Lord God, that have already been suffering. And we pray a great turnaround in their life in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you this evening. We bless you this evening. And we praise you. We lift up Minister BJ, Lord God. We pray that her needs are met, nothing missing, nothing broken in her life. We pray for her daughters, Lord God, her grandchildren, in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, hallelujah, that what she stands in need of will be met in the name of Jesus. And we pray for her children as well in Christ Jesus' name. We lift up each person that's represented on this line, and we thank you for all of them, Lord God. Bless them in a special way. Help us, Lord God, to be the people that we're supposed to be, that we might point others to Christ in Jesus' name. We honor you this evening. We love you, Father God, and thank you so much that you love us. You are for us. and you care about every situation that we're facing. Help us, Lord God, go through this period, Lord God, that we're going through right now, and bring us through it. In Jesus' name, we pray the prayer of faith, and we love you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen and hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah, Lord. Glory be to your name, Heavenly Father. Lord, you've been so good to us all, Lord God. You are a God that your word stands. You said it, we believe it. Father, I thank you. I thank you for how you make a way out of it for us all, Lord God. We have no excuse. No excuse. Because your word said it, Lord, we believe it. Lord, I give you so much glory and praise because you are the only God that deserves our praise, glory to your name, and continue to stand before you, interceding for one another. Father, you've been so good to us, Lord. I remember years ago, 2008, Lord God, you gave my daughter-in-law, Carlene Alexander, a sermon to preach, which is to a time like this. Sight or fold. You gave her that sermon, Father God. And look, that is from 2008. And it's for today, this a time like this, that the churches, instead of fighting, they're folding. Church doors closing. But that was a sermon, Father God, that you gave her, and she brought it with power. Lord, I thank you. For I would honor a sermon like that to hear. Thank you, Lord, because this is the time that the church need that. Fight or fold. This ain't no time for the church to be folding. But Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, because it's showing us when you give your word, here's or here's part. But that is for a reason. And this is a season for that. Fight or fold, because the church needs to fight, not fold. Fight. And Lord God, I thank you. I thank you for giving her that message, Lord God. Because you gave her that sermon that time, and it was from 2008. But that sermon come back to me today. The word of God said, fight or fold. And this is such a time that the church needs to fight, not folding. Church door closing, go inside the church, two and three, and sitting in the church. The power that he gave us, and we sitting on it. But thanks be to God to those that don't let nothing stop them from going forward to bring the word. Lord, I thank you today. I thank you for who you gave power and authority to. Because that was a message that you gave Carlene Alexander, Lord God, my daughter-in-law. You gave her that message from 2008, and I can remember sitting under that message and the power that was coming out of that young girl's mouth. Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. I thank you for today, Lord God. I thank you for how good you've been to us all, Lord God, because you gave us authority to stand. You did not give us authority to fall off, but to stand, fight or fold. What are we going to do? Closing the church door, we're going to stand boldly and proclaim the victory is ours. But Father God, we thank you this day. We thank you, Lord God, that you tell us in your word, if we pray, Lord, we come together in this prayer line, Lord God, standing in the gap for those we know and those we don't know. But we're standing in the gap because your word is true, Lord God, to pray for one another. So much thing going on in the world today, Lord, but we know, Father God, that you gave us the authority to stand and fight, not fold, but fight, knowing that we have the authority to stand faithful on your word. Father God, we ask you in the name of Jesus for your shepherd, Lord, those that you call, Lord, your chosen pastors and shepherds. That they will continue to stand regardless of what goes on. Continue to stand because your word don't fold, Lord God. Your word stands strong.
I pray for my sisters and brothers, those I know and those I don't know, that they would continue to stand boldly and proclaim the victory is ours in the name of Jesus. I pray for the youth today, Lord. So much chaos is going on out there. But Father God, wake up the body of Christ, that they will come to church, Lord. I know that the power and the authority is theirs because of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you today. We thank you, Lord God, as we come on this prayer line every week, interceding for brothers and sisters all over the world, Lord God, those we know and those we don't know. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to touch their hearts, Lord God, to know that you're still alive and still on the throne. Well, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for being so merciful to us all, Lord God. Because your promises gave us victory through all things if we stand. I pray for my sons and my grandsons and my sister's sons and each and every one of our sisters and brother children, Lord God. We stand praying, standing in the gap for them, Lord God, knowing that you are a God that answers prayer. Don't care how many years pass, you answer prayer. And Lord God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for watching over our grandchildren, Lord God, because only you keep them, Heavenly Father. So much chaos in the world today, but Lord God, we know that you is a God that answers prayer. Because according to your word, you said, if we pray, you gave us victory through the storm, Heavenly Father, and we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for being the only deliverer because there is no other but you, Lord. So, Lord, we come praying every week, Lord God. Day and night we standing before you in the gap for our families, friends and brothers and sisters, those we know, those we don't know. We still standing in the gap, praying on the prayer lines, Lord God. Because, Lord, you are God that hear every cry. No one is hidden from you, Lord God. So, Lord, we thanking you for being so good to us all, Lord God. Even when we lost it, your hand is still stretched out, letting us know that you are a God of love and that you never forsake us. Oh, Father God, help us to walk this walk of faith and to stand faithful. Learn to fight, not fold. Because you gave us the victory, Lord God. Help us, Heavenly Father, to stand faithful. Regardless what's going on in this world. Oh, God, touch the heart of your people to remember who they are, Lord God. And, Lord, we thank you so much, Lord. For you are the God that heal, Heavenly Father. There is no sickness. There is no disease that you cannot heal. So we're binding up this false spirit of sickness and disease. We thank you, Lord God, for cleansing the lands, Lord. Father God, your word said, ask and believe when we ask, we receive. We standing and asking, Lord God, for cleansing from this false spirit of pestilence. Whatever kind of pestilence, we binding it up in the name of Jesus. And we claiming victory over this situation, Lord. We claiming victory. Because, Lord, you said ask and believe when we ask, we receive. Lord, we believe in, Lord. We believe in that whatever we ask for in this prayer line, it shall come forth in Jesus' name, Lord God. Help us, Father God, to stand faithful and to fight the good fight of faith. Fight, not fold. Lord, you are the God that hear all cry. And Father God, we give you glory and we give you thanks today. We pray for each and every one of our partners in the prayer line. That they continue to stand. Continue to bless the head of the prayer line, Lord God, going out and coming in. For Lord God, give all our needs met in the name of Jesus. Because we know you said pray for those that is in authority. We pray for the president and the vice president, Lord. Let your will be done in every area, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Lord.
Praise the Lord. We're going to open the lines now. Thank God for those prayers. Lay the foundation as we go on for tonight. We ask Minister Black for his 15 minutes of the message on restoration and restoring. Starting it now. Brother Black, are you available?
Okay, we'll go on and see when he's come available. So I don't know if he got his phone on mute. Okay, Mother McCormick, you go ahead with your prayer tonight, and we'll come back to Brother.
All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you this afternoon. Lord, we ask you to forgive us, Lord, for every sin and fault that we might have said or done. Lord, we just pray, Lord God, right now. We touch and agree with our sisters and brothers on tonight. Lord God, we just want to thank you, Lord God, for life, health, and strength. We want to thank you because you've been so merciful. And God, you've been so good, Lord God. And you have brought us from a mighty long way, God. Lord, we don't know, Lord, sometimes what way to go, but we know the way to go through you, Lord God. We know we can come to you boldly to the throne, Lord. We know we can pick up your word and we can and get into that word and let that word abide in us. So, God, we just want to thank you, Lord God, for knowing that we can come to that word and we can just pray and ask you, Lord God, to help us to understand what your word is saying to us, that we won't just have the word in us, but we will live this word, that that word will be in our spirit and in our heart and our mind, that we will be make a difference in our life, that somebody might see the change in our life. So, God, we So God, we just want to thank you right now, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your love. And we thank you, Lord God, for your strength that you give us, Lord God. We thank you for the peace that you give us, God. We thank you for joy because we know, God, that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Lord, we pray, Lord God, for mankind everywhere, Lord God, as our sister was talking about different things just a few minutes ago. So, God, we pray for all these things. So many things are going on in the world. But we just look to you today, God, because you told us we could. You told us we could look to the hills from which coming our help, and all our help come from you on this afternoon. So we just want to thank you, Lord. We just want to praise you because you are so worthy of the praise. You are so worthy of the glory and the praise, Lord God. You are the God that see and know our hearts and our mind, knowing what we stand in the need of, knowing that we cannot make it down here by ourselves. We need you every step of the way. We need you to help us to walk. And walk in this journey, walk by faith and not by sight. We just need you today, God. And we pray, Lord, for those that don't have the mind, those that don't have the mind to call on you. Let them realize, Heavenly Father, that you are the author and the finisher of their faith. You are the one that's able to change them from the way, the things that they might be going through. So, God, we just pray for these situations and let them know, Lord God, that your word tell us in Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Let us know, God, whatever our heart desire is, whatever we need, if we be obedient and we'll be able to eat the goodness of the land, we'll be able to eat the things that we need. If we obedient and we obedient and trust you and listen to you, we'll be able to have some of these things that we desire. And so, God, we pray right now, God, that you, Lord God, will help people to open up their eyes, open up their blinded eyes, and let them realize there is a better way out here. We don't have to walk around here the way we be walking. We don't have to do the things that we used to do. There can be a difference in our life. We can be changed if we want to be changed. We have a choice. We can do right or we can do wrong. It's up to us. It's up to the individual to want to be different. We don't have to walk around here saying, well, I don't think I can make it. You can make it if you want to make it. You just got to believe God. You just got to trust him that he is able to bring you through. He's able to bring you out of things that you might be going through. So, God, I just want to thank you, Lord, because he told us, God. He said in his word in Romans 8:33, he said, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? So if we walk in this way, if we walk in the right way and be obedient, if God for us, who can be against us? He'll be right there for you. He'll take you through. He'll help you to go forward. He'll help you to walk in the way that you're supposed to walk. He'll help you to be changed if you want to be changed. He'll help you to do the things that you can't do by yourself. So, God, I just want to thank you on tonight. And I just praise you on tonight. And I just pray for those that sister was already talking about a few minutes ago. And as she was saying that, and it just comes to my spirit to just touch and agree with her right now in the name of Jesus, how she was praying for Kelly, praying for her right now, whatever the situation might be in her life, and how she was saying, praying for Mother Freeman. And we pray for her, too, in the name of Jesus, God. We just pray whatever the situation is in all of these people that I'm finna pray for, God, that you would just touch her, touch them all, God. Send total complete healing in their body, Lord God, whatever may be going in their life, Lord. And Mother Camp, Lord God, we pray for her, too, in the name of Jesus, knowing that they said they're in age, but still they're able to go forward. They're able to have the strength to go through. And, God, we pray for Pastor BJ. We pray, Lord God, for her and her family, Lord God. We pray for them, God. We pray for her two daughters on last night, how they came and brought the word so beautiful. God, we ask you to continue to bless their household, whatever their heart desire is, whatever they need, God. God, we know you're able to work it out for them in the name of Jesus. And we pray for Apostle Burden on tonight, Lord. We ask you to look on her, God, wherever she might be. God, we ask you to give her strength right now in the name of Jesus. And all the prayer warriors that's on this line, God, we pray right now, Lord God. We pray for every family that represent this line on tonight, Lord God, whatever might be going on in their life and their family, God, we know that you is a God that sits high, a God that sees, a God that's able to work out all things for our good in the name of Jesus. So, God, we just pray right now, God, for the one that's in the line that's not even said nothing, that might not be said anything. We ask you to touch them, Lord God. Whatever their desire is on tonight, Lord, let them know, God, that you're able, Lord God, to give them, to work things out for their requests, and they make the requests unknown to you, Lord God. God, you are able to turn things around for them. You are able to work it out for them in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So, God, we pray because there's so much to pray for. We pray for the body of Christ as a whole. We pray, Lord God, for those that's in hospitals on tonight, Lord. Those that's laying in the respiratory bed on tonight, not able to breathe on tonight. Let them know, Lord God, that you are able, Lord God. You are able to breathe on them, God. You are able to breathe that machine will just move off of them and you begin to breathe for them, Lord God, that they can be able to lift up out of that bed and be able to come out of that room and come out of those places where they might be, Lord. Where every sickness of people everywhere, there's sickness everywhere, God, but we know, God, that you said 2,000 years ago with your strength that we are healed. We are already healed. We're not a people trying to get healed. We are already healed. We just got to believe. We just got to have that faith and believe that we are already healed. So, God, we just want to thank you, Lord God. We just pray, Lord God, because we know there's so many things out here to just ask you to help us with. And we know, God, that you see, but you said we had not because we asked not. And so we ask them tonight, Lord, that you will breathe on your people tonight, that you will touch our heart on tonight, and you will change us, Lord God, from the inside out, Lord God, that we will get into that word on tonight and let that word abide in us, that we abide in the word. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord. We pray, Lord God, for people that's going through. We pray, Lord God, for the water that we are drinking on tonight. It came into my spirit a few minutes ago, Lord God. God, I pray for the water, God, because we don't know how water is. We don't know about the water that we drink in the store sometimes, Lord God. We don't even know about what that water might be or what might be in that water, God. But God, we ask you to purify that water when they bring it into the store, God. When they bring it into the store and put it in those bottles, because there's so many people always going and we always get that water out of that store. So God, we pray that you, God, will breathe on that water for us, God, in the name of Jesus, and that we will be able to, when we get that water home, we will pray over our water. Like Mother said, she pray over her water. And God, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we will learn how to pray over our food, Lord God. We will learn how to pray over these food when we go out and get stuff, when we go over out and get food from restaurants and stuff, because we just don't never know. We just don't never know about. The enemy's out there to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said, I come that you have life and that more abundantly. So we have to be aware of the things that's going on in the world today. We have to have our eyes open to know and to believe that you are able, Lord God, to help us as we walk this journey in the name of Jesus. So, God, I pray right now, Lord God, for people all over the world, praying for the pastors everywhere, Lord God, that they would all get their acts together, Lord God, that they would preach the word, that they would be answered in this season, that they would preach the word of God, that people would be able to be able to be changed and be different, and that when people would get into the church, that they will learn how to listen to what the word of God is saying. Not just be a hearer of the word, but do what the word say in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, right now, Lord God, for the president of the United States, Lord God, for vice president. We ask you to keep them, Lord. We ask you to shield and protect them as they go through the things they go through. We ask you, Lord, to continue to be with them. Lord, be with each and every one, Lord God, the law enforcement, Lord God. Those that's on the planes and those that's in airplanes, those that's out there on the street, Lord God, walking from one place to the other. Just keep us all, Lord. Those that's sick in their body, as I already said. Look on the young people, Lord God. Those that's soon getting ready to go back to school. God, we pray for them, God, that you will shield and protect them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We bind up every spirit. Anything that's not like you, we bind it and we plead the blood of Jesus on the enemy right now because he has no authority. Before these kids even get back in this school, we plead the blood of Jesus on that devil right now in the name of Jesus. So, God, we ask you, Lord God, to have your way, God. Have your way around that school building, around the college building, around the ground and wherever they may walk on the ground and get out of their cars and go in on the ground to get ready to go in school. Put an angel around them, Lord God. Protect them all, God. Look on the principal of God. Look down on the teachers, Lord God, and help them to have the right mind and the right attitude how to teach these kids, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We pray and we believe, God, that you already working it out for our good, God. We put it all in your hands on tonight. We cast those cares on you because we know you cares for us in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord God, for my family, God. We pray, Lord God, for my Teresa on tonight. We pray for that kitten that's already there. That kitten is already ready for it to come in into her body. Or either, God, we pray, Lord God, that you, Lord, would do a work on the kitten that's in her body right now in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that you will look down on Corey, God, and we pray that you will continue to strengthen her body, continue to keep her, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we ask you to look on Catherine. We pray for her, God, right now in the name of Jesus, where that headache is in, got a headache today, God. But we know, God, that you the author and the finish of that too, God. There ain't nothing too hard that you can't do. So we put it all in your hands, God, because we know there's nothing you can't do, God. So we trust you, Lord, and we rely on you to work all these things out because you said you can, Lord, and you said you will. So we thank you right now, Lord God, because we know that your word said, behold, the Lord's hand is not short that it cannot save, neither is his ears heavy that he cannot hear. So we know you already hear what we already prayed about, and we thank you for it right now in Jesus' name. And help us, Lord, to stand and be what you want us to be. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. Hello?
Hello, I'm finished.
Okay, I wanted to make sure that, because I ended up pushing one of the buttons, I thought I had cut you off, cut the system off. Praise God, we thank God for the power of prayer. We're going to ask one more time before this Brother Black available. Are you available, sir? Okay, that's the last call for tonight. We have to leave his message for another time. I don't know what's on the other end. But at this time, we're going to receive Sister Rachel. Are you? Oh, I've got to check and find out if she had her daughter's number tonight. And does she have her 5 minutes ready? Sister Rachel, are you there? I know this is Laura's number. Laura, are you there? Laurie? Sister Rachel? Okay, I guess our speakers are not for tonight, so we're going to continue with prayer tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We continue on with Pastor Sims. Bless the Lord as she brings glory to God, the prayer to the table. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Father, we just lift your name on high. You're great and a mighty God. And, Father, we want to tell you tonight we love you. And you said in your word, if you be lifted up, you will draw all men. And, Father, we ask you to just continue to draw us closer to you, Lord, that we may be a recipient of your grace and your mercy, and we will be able to share with other people in the faith and out of the faith, Father, because it's nothing like you. Nobody can outdo you. Every side we turn, you're there. And, Father, we just give you honor, glory, and praise tonight for all of the prayers that have gone up, all of the beautiful and the wonderful prayers that have gone up, Father, and how you have been with us over this trying time, Father, that miracles have been wrought, Father. People have been strengthened. I just thank you, Lord, for that. I thank you for your mercy. And sometimes you didn't have anybody nowhere to go to call on. But you, Lord, you, the mighty, mighty, mighty God, who does not make any mistakes. We understand that all these things are going on in the cosmos, all over the world, everywhere. It's things that Pastor BJ has said. The world is just in turmoil. It's just in turmoil. Everything seems to be upside down, but the word of God stands faithful and strong, and I do love him, and I give him honor and glory. And Father, there's so many things that we could say and that we would say, Father, but we can say without a doubt that Jesus is the answer for the world today. Without him, there's no other. Jesus is the way. And, Father, we continue to look to him from which all of our help comes. Look to him, Father. Stand fast on his word. Be restored, Father. If you don't know him, you can come to him and ask him, oh, hallelujah, give you, Lord, what you need. Believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, and he said that we shall be saved. We shall be saved from our enemies, from all these things that come against us and upon us, Father. Christian people that don't know you in the free pardon of their sins, people are getting weaker, and sometimes, you know, they just don't know just what to do. But, Father, we come on this prayer line week after week, thanking and praising God and asking us to forgive him of all our sins and unrighteousness, that we would be pull up the bloodstained banner, Lord Jesus, that we would be in the way. Get in the way, Lord, and just strengthen him from our heart's core, Father. And you don't have to have a bushel of faith. It says, little things, size of mustard seed. And you can speak to the mountain. Hallelujah. Speak to the mountain. Be removed from yonder place. Father, we just call on to your word, your mercy, and your grace. And like I said, many miracles have been done over this line. Thank you, Pastor BJ. Her and her family and everything that she needs, Father. And we pray for each and every one of the prayer warriors, the intercessors. We pray for each one of them, of the fivefold ministry and all, Father, that they continue, Father, to walk in your way. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for your mercy and your grace. We thank you, Lord, because you're a mighty God. Thank you, Father. We love you. We give you honor Father, we give you praise. Father, we pray for Israel, Lord. We look to them and we pray for them. It's a commandment that we pray for them, Lord. Father, just look to the, let us look to the hills from which comes our help. And even though sometimes we get weary along the way, sometimes we don't know just what to do, but God knows, and he'll work it out for you. Oh, I thank you, Jesus, to give you honor and praise, Father. Thank you, Lord. You come against every evil in this land and in this world, everything that's come upon us, Father. We ask, Lord Jesus, we pray for President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, Lord. We pray for them, Father, that you would put in their heart and in their spirit what to do and how to do. Oh, Father, we thank you. We love you, Father. I ask you to pray for my family, my friends, my family, my children, my grandchildren. Light the path, minister, Lord. Father, for the old, the aging people, Father, that are standing on the wall all this time, just throw out the lifeline. Just throwing out the lifeline. Someone will grab hold of the lifeline, and he'll draw them closer to them, Lord. We give you honor. We give you glory. And we thank you, Lord, that you're awesome and a mighty God. We thank you, Lord, for every good and perfect gift that you have given unto us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We praise you. We thank you for you, right? And we ask you for these facts of, in the name of Jesus, that my
praise the Lord. We're going to praise the Lord. Thank God again for the prayers. We're going to have Sister Alicia maybe about 5 to 10 minutes of prayer, and then we're going to go on and take, have maybe advance this. Let Tam to maybe have about 5 minutes after Alicia, and then we're going to take our prayer request. All right, Minister Anum.
Coming next, I may be praying over things that some of you already prayed over. But God, we just thank you and we praise you, Lord God, for all that you've been doing, all that you're. We thank you, Lord God, for a brand new day, God, another opportunity, Father God, to get it right with you in the name of Jesus, Lord God, another opportunity, Lord God, to hear you and to be able to do, God, what you have ordained or called for us to do in the name of Jesus. I ask, Father God, first off, if you forgive me, God, for anything I've said or done wrong, God, that's been deceiving to your sight. Anyway, God, that I've been slowful in any way, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that you continue, God, to bless this prayer on tonight in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, for uplifting. I pray, Lord God, for even as we had services on last night, for restoration and a renewed mind. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord God, for encouragement, Lord God, to the hearts and minds of the people right now in the name of Jesus. As Mother was just praying, Lord God, in the world right now, it seems to be in such a turmoil. And this country, Lord God, that was first founded off of saying, in God we trust, it seems like we have turned further and further and further away in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, that you help us, God, to return back to you in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we know that things are going to change or turn, God, because we know we're getting closer to your return in the name of Jesus. But Lord God, I pray, God, that we continue to be that city, Lord God, that light, God, that sit upon the hill in the name of Jesus. Lord God, that the people of God would stand up and be strong, the true people of God in the name of Jesus. We have such loud voices right now, God, of the minority, although, whether it be white nationalism or Christian fascism or what have you, that tainting the word of God and the true believers. But I pray, God, that we continue to stand up and show, God, who you really are in the name of Jesus. Lord God, yes, that you are a God of love and you are a God of peace in the name of Jesus, not a, a God of hatred and division and discord, God, that we're seeing so strongly right now and people calling it by for the sake of God in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray, God, that the the covers got to be pulled off of the people's eyes in the name of Jesus, and they come to know truly who you are in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, that we walk upright before you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, for so many, God, right now that are going through, whether they're having to suffer, God, from racism, Lord God, of fear, Lord God, of the police in the name of Jesus, or trying to trust and believe for protection for so many parents right now whose kids are growing up, especially the young children, God, that are having to learn how to drive and trusting them to be able to drive a vehicle and having to teach them to be careful for this or be careful for that. Lord God, can't hardly go to the movies or the airports anymore because you don't know, trying to have a vacation because you don't know if something's going to break out, a gunfight or what have you, or even just simply just trying to go to school. I pray, Lord God, for peace right now in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, for the love of God to be in a way, God, that is good for all people in the name of Jesus. We understand that we have a constitutional right to the Second Amendment, but we also got to have some common sense to this thing too in the name of Jesus. So, God, I pray, God, that you put us on the right path. I pray, God, for the people of God to be at peace in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, you lead and direct us in what to do and how to do. That we continue to pray as we go in and out. We pray, Lord God, for the blood covering. We pray, Lord God, for our children right now as they are having to get ready for school in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, for peace, God, even upon their heart, God, because they see so much and they hear so much. Even if they're not in the room watching with us, seeing the news, God, they're seeing it on social media. They're hearing about it in from other students and other schools and different other places. They know what's going on. They know what's taking place. They're having to live it day in and day out of having to go through the drills and all these different things that they have to carry with them. The most we've had to learn and go through was to get ready for a tornado in the name of Jesus. But they got to learn how to protect themselves from a gunman. So I pray, Lord God, for peace, God, even in their hearts and their minds, God, as they're trying to get ready for school in the time, God, when they're supposed to be having time, not only just to learn, but to be able to socialize with others and be able to develop those social skills. And just at a time when they're still children, when they should be able to have life and play and enjoy in the name of before they get older and not take care of bills and everything else. I pray, Lord God, for right now, God, we're hearing more and more about this other thing that's happening. I'm sure everyone has already prayed about in the news about this monkeypox thing in the name of Jesus and what's taking place with that as we're still trying to fight and go fight through COVID right now in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, you continue to watch over us, protect us in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, that you eradicate both of these things in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, for our president, Lord God, whether we agree or disagree with who his policies or anything of that nature, Lord God, I'm praying, God, for healing to his body right now in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, for direction, God, that he will lead this country, God, in the way that it needs to go in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, for our vice president and all the other cabinet members and leaders, Lord God, that they will also do what is right by this country in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, for Ukraine right now. They're still fighting and going through, Lord God, against Russia and how Russia is coming against the grain, God. That's affecting the whole, the global situation, God, with just having grain, God, to be able to go throughout the world. I pray, God, that you would bring that to not in the name of Jesus, God, with that war. I pray, God, peace and healing right now in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, for so many, God, that are having to go through PTSD and everything else, God, that have lost loved ones and still having to hide out and hear the bombings all throughout the day, having to bury people, God, that have been left in the streets. I pray, God, right now, God, that you will comfort their hearts right now, protect them in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, for salvation. I pray, God, they come to know you like never before. I pray, God, that they will, those, God, that can escape, God, make it to safety in the name of Jesus. And I pray, God, for the new praise God, that will house them and take care of them in the name of Jesus and not maltreat them in the name of Jesus. I pray the same, God, for us as we receive, God, those come into this country, God, give us wisdom what to do and how to do, God, so things can be done justly in the name of Jesus. God, we give you the honor, the glory, and the praise, God, for whatever it is, God, that you are doing in this time and in this season. Help us, Lord God, to continue to stand, Lord God, and not waver, not falter in the name of Jesus, and not get so caught up on everything that is happening all around us in a bad way, but God, to also find us, other than just praying, God, and seeing the miracles, God, that are continuing to take place in this land as well, in the name of Jesus. Recognize and see the things that are happening and continue to be like Nehemiah on the wall, continue to pray, Lord God, for strength and for encouragement, Lord God, and just be a helping hand to others in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, for healing and deliverance, God, for the sick and the shut in right now. For God, whatever it is that they might be going through, whether it's cancer or broken bones or whatever the case may be, I pray, Lord God, for healing right now and that you continue to strengthen, continue to encourage. I pray, Lord God, that whatever song or scriptures, God, that they know, Lord God, that will continue to rise up in them in the name of Jesus and just refresh them in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord God, as we're having to still go through with financial difficulties, God, with so many other things that, Lord God, that you will bless the finances, God, of your people and their families in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that the needs, Father God, will be met. I pray, Lord God, that even as some are on the phone right now, Lord God, not only do you meet their needs, I pray, God, to meet their desires. Lord God, that they don't have to feel like they're just getting their head of water or just barely surviving in the name of Jesus. I'm praying, Lord God, for overflow. I'm praying, Lord God, for just those things that, God, that they just had on their heart or their mind, God, that you would touch, God, for us, God, to be able to bless them in a mighty way in the name of Jesus. Lord God, even the things that they may seem simple to somebody else but mean a whole lot to the other, I pray, Lord God, that you on their behalf and make things right in the name of Jesus. I pray for peace in homes in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, for unity, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I just thank and praise you, God, for all that you're doing, all that you're about to do. And I give you the honor, the glory, and the praise, God, for ordering our steps, God, for making ways out of no way in the name of Jesus. I mean, I understand, I see what's going on at this particular time, at this particular moment. But, God, you knew all things from the beginning to the end. So I pray, God, that we continue to have faith in you and walk aright before you, God, and just trust you in the midst of it all. In the name of Jesus. And, God, I don't know what else to pray at this particular time, so I know it may be less than my 5 minutes. But I pray, God, that you continue to bless every person on this phone, Lord God. Even, God, the secret prayers, God, that they have. I pray, God, that you move on their behalf in the name of Jesus. And we give you the honor, the glory, and the praise in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord. Amen. The Lord bless. You had 10, and then we're going to take time for our sister to do 5. She wasn't expecting it, but we're going to have Evangelist Kincaid do our 5 minutes, then we're going to take our prayer requests.
Good evening, everybody. Dear Lord, we come before you, and we thank you for this one day, Lord. We thank you, Father, for your loving kindness. We thank you, oh God, for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for just being God, oh Lord. We thank you for blessing us, Lord, as we look to you, which is our help, and all of our help comes from thee, oh God, who made the heavens and the earth. Oh, Lord, we thank you right now that you bless each and every person that's prayed or that's on this prayer line tonight. Lord, thank you for meeting their needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank you for touching their hearts, touching their bodies, touching their minds, oh, God. Thank you, oh, God, for just being with them, Lord. Let them know that you're with us, Lord God. Father, we thank you that there is nobody like you, and there is nobody can do us like you. Oh, Lord, we thank you for remembering, Lord, the people who are in the hospital, the people who are in the hospice, Lord, people who are looking to you, people that are crying out to you, Lord, for help, oh, God. We thank you that you will meet every need, oh, God. Father, we thank you that your ears are open to our cries, oh, Lord.
We thank you, Father, for all that you're doing, Lord. We thank you for what you're about to do. Lord, we thank you that you'll look upon this world, Lord, in these situations, Father, all these different crises that's going on, Lord, this monkeypox and the COVID, oh, God. I thank you, Father, for protecting us, protecting us from all of that, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord, we give your name all the praise, honor, and glory. Lord, we thank you for blessing the author, Pastor Hubbard, for even keeping this line open, oh, God. Thank you for meeting her needs, Father. Thank you for touching her, Lord. Thank you for touching her knees, oh, God. Thank you for touching her body, oh, God. Thank you for touching her mind, oh, God. Thank you for making a way out of no way, oh, God. Thank you in Jesus' mighty name, Lord. We thank you for even blessing our president as he goes through this COVID, Lord. Bless the vice president, oh, God. Thank you for blessing the House, Lord. Blessing each and every one up there in Washington, Lord. Thank you that they'll start looking to you instead of looking to themselves, oh, God. Father, because you know how to run this country better than anybody. Lord, we thank you right now. Father, we give your name all the praise, honor, and glory through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I agree with this, and amen. Anybody else? Say amen.
To God be the glory. Thank God for all the prayers from the beginning and to the ending of blessing the Lord for the prayers that now we're going to take. The prayer request, I'm trying to get all the lines open so that way everyone will have an opportunity to make their request. Bless the Lord and thanking him for all his great and mighty acts. What an awesome, wonderful God we serve. And the power of prayer, we believe by faith, not moving from that place that we hear otherwise how God has moved, and thank him for all that he's already done. At this time, we're going to take any prayer requests. I've already prayed for Sister Kelly, evangelist and TSA manager in Washington State, and then my sister McCormick already covered that too as well. We pray glory to God for the family that she asked about with that family member that's in on the respirator. Praise God. And also we prayed already for the elders and the mothers and whatever. So any other prayer requests besides those that we already prayed for? And I don't know if you want to continue to pray for Sister Smith or not, or however, but we will take those requests now. Anyone has a prayer request, we want to take those now. We do pray for Sister Smith, a friend of Mother McCormick, Mother Alexandra and Mother Willette. Praise God, asking the Lord to bless and touch in the bereavement of her son, and pray God continue to bless and heal and deliver that family. Send comfort to them. And I pray glory to God for whatever's going on in our sister's heart and mind and whatever situation that she's facing. Praise God. We ask you, Lord God, to touch her and strengthen her too as well through this time, and pray that no matter what has gone on, that the enemy will not take her mind, and he will have a mindset to turn those things and cares and concerns over to the Lord. And God, we just pray glory to God for her deliverance in the midst of the hurt and pain she'd have gone through for hearing about her son's death. In Jesus' name, amen. And all those that are bereaved, praise God. We pray for my other auntie, Elise, glory to God, for this situation with blood cancer, but God, nothing to talk to you. Pray for divine intervention for your deliverance. Age don't have anything to do with it when it comes to your divine touch, whether we're a child or whether we're adult. Your word, glory to God, penetrates and don't have to be a death sentence just because there's a condition. God, because you raise people from the dead and you bless them and deliver them from cancer, deliver them from heart attacks and strokes and all kinds of unknown diseases. God, there's nothing too hard for you in that. We praise you for it and we give God glory. Thank you for delivering Alicia, glory to God, out of those almost 20 days, glory to God, with that COVID, and blessing her body and those other conditions that we believe in for. Praise report that you're going to be glorified in. Thank you for blessing Minister Evangelist Kincaid, God, coming through that COVID as well. Thank God that you blessed even some of them to be mild cases. Other ones, it could have been a lot worse. Thank you, Lord God, for delivering her from that beast thing she was just talking about, that those yellow jacks and whatever, how they came and just took over while she cutting the grass And the Lord blessed that even that she didn't have a traumatic situation where she could have went into that, I can't remember the name, it's not flex, whatever it is, that through a horrible allergic reaction, that a friend of hers as a pharmacist gave her what medicine to take and what to do. So nobody but God, because the enemy is attacking all over the bodies, all over. We pray for Pastor Alfred and First Lady Alfred, which is Pastor as well. Glory to God for Mother Alexander, one of her pastors. Glory to God. She said something too as well, that God bring deliverance but through COVID and whatever else, whether the wife has it as well as from getting it from the husband, or whether they're in there with different conditions in their bodies and other underlying conditions, that God, you save them and deliver them out of that situation and don't have any attack on other things that were going on in their body. Heal and deliver. Encourage, God, because the flock need their leaders, and God, that they can be back in place and in their position in the name of Jesus. As we continue to pray, as Mother Mother Alexander is saying, what is going on, even with hearing that word, it's a time and stuff like this, that the church is acting like, glory to God, they're getting nonchalant and getting relaxed and folding. God, you said in these last days things will happen, but we got to pray and believe and help us to stand, that we will not be those ones that will step back and, glory to God, get nonchalant and get, glory to God, lackadaisious and get, glory to God, the procrastination, that we will do what God called us to do and not look at the elements and everything going on in the world, that we let those things, glory to God, sway us off our post from the Lord, from the discouragement and depression and oppression and suppression. We curse that work in right now and plead the blood of Jesus. Cast out that spirit and send it back to the dry place from whence it came. We plead the blood of Jesus, even through all the stuff, through the fires and everything else that we've been praying about right now. God, help us to be alert and be aware, but help us to walk in our joy and our peace. Don't give those things up, because those are our weapons, along with the other weapons that you said are not carnal. God, wearing that whole armor every day, walking in forgiveness, walking in love, speaking the word, and depending and standing on the word, and get out of our independence and put our dependency on the Lord. Our El Shaddai, our Jehovah Jireh, our Jehovah Shalom, our God of the Mekadesh that will sanctify us and cleanse us. God, the word, Lord, that will just stand no matter what goes on. So help us to stand too. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And bind Satan and his cohorts and command him to loose his hold from his assignment and go back to the dry place in which it came. As we continue to pray for our youth and those traps and snares and setups and whatever, for whether they're going to elementary all the way through college, traps already out there to try to plot and plan to intervene. And God, even mass shooting, all this other kind of stuff. Glory to God, bombs or anything else coming into school, anybody bringing in, glory to God, knives and guns or whatever. Other ones go out and attack on their teachers or the principals. Others, glory to God, with situations that will have the teachers or the principals on defense. God, we plead the blood of Jesus. God, help them to do what they desire to teach and give knowledge to the students, that they can be able to grow and learn and grow up, glory to God, with wisdom and responsibility and accountability, so that way they can make a difference in their lives and so forth, to be able to help others and also have a family, have a life. God, we are praying with so many lives are being lost at such early age. We plead the blood of Jesus. All these gang banging and shooting all up in people's homes and buildings and places and on the street, and even the horror, these people, they're using their cars as a weapon, mowing people down like they're mowing grass and riding away like there's no big deal, no harm. And families out there crying and hurting and just want them, glory to God, that can't bring their loved one back, but at least want some kind of peace from, you know, being able to have the corporate court. God, I pray, glory to God, some closure. But God, we pray for salvation. We pray for deliverance. We pray against these foul and unclean spirits that got these people's minds twisted to do these horrible things. God, help us not to get discouraged so much so that we get weak and come off our post. But God, help us to cast these cares every day. Guard our heart with all diligence. Let meditate on your word day and meditate on your promise. Don't allow ourselves to meditate and allow it to get in our dreams and sleep. Glory to God about what the enemy is doing, what the enemy is doing. And even the attack on these homes and marriages and relationships, and even some of these people, glory to God, desire to be married and have relationships. Help them to be able to wait on the Lord and strengthen them and put the people in that pathway that, God, you desire for to be in their lives. I pray, God, for encouragement, even for those abused homes, glory to God, that are married, and other ones that are even ministers and stuff, abusing pastors, abusing their loved ones in the house. We plead the blood. Expose. If they don't get this thing right, God, expose them and give a way of escape. God, we are praying healing and deliverance, praying for those, glory to God, children that are being abused, and so many, glory to God, need healing. We put all these things in your hands, and we don't have no other to look for. But help us to make sure we're not out helping other people, passing the church, going to church, and not taking care of our own home, of either going where you want us to go or be on our post where we need to be instead of what our desires and feelings and what we want. But God, nevertheless, thy will be done. And thy will be done may cost us sometimes to have some pain and disappointment, but at the end of the day, you're going to work it for the good that you may be glorified, because the enemy can mean it for evil, but God will turn it around and make good. He know how to make the crooked path straight. We cast these cares upon you because you love us, you care for us, and you, glory to God, want the best for us. But we got to seek first the kingdom of God, doing what you call us to do, being obedient. God, help us to strive for more of you, and this flesh got to die for you to be glorified. In Jesus' name, cover us all under the blood, and pray the camp, the angels be in camp. Pray for my son-in-law, glory to Alicia's husband, that had to go to Canada in the last couple of days, and was supposed to be a month, but we pray it do be down to 2 days, so we don't have to be so far away from this family, glory to God. And God bless, keep her and the family, glory to God, while he's away. We just give all these cares and concerns back to you. Pray for all of our families, all of our children, all of our grands. And glory to God, pray for us to keep a mind to serve you in spite of what goes on in the family, out laws, in laws, whoever. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, if you still don't have any prayer requests,
hallelujah. We pray for Brother Black, because we didn't hear him. You called him last night. We didn't hear him last night, and we have not heard him tonight. Would you pray for Brother Black, and we all in agreement with you?
Okay, then. Sister Alicia,
I'm
would
here.
You pray for Brother Black? Since you're on the line, I'm going to have to ask the people that's on the line, I know we still have time. Do we still have prayer requests out there? Do you want the brother to go ahead on still yet with his 15 minutes, or should we just go on with the prayer? Because I don't want to enter, because I've already said that we're going to probably have to put it at another time if we didn't hear from you. So I need to hear some amens if we want to let him go ahead and minister, or should we go on with the prayer request? So how many out there is amens? If I hear more amens on the line for the word, then we'll hear it.
Amen.
Can't hear the rest of you all.
Can you hear me, Pastor Hubbard?
Yes.
Okay,
I'm trying to find out right now for a moment if we're going to go ahead and hear him tonight or was we going to let it be another time. Well, I can't hear too good another time. Brother Black, are you willing to put that off for another time? Because we couldn't get you.
Yeah.
Try three times. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, then. All right, then we'll have, well, since Mother Alexander made that request, I want her to go ahead and pray for you because she had her concerns. Go ahead and pray, Mother.
Praise the Lord. We just didn't hear Brother Black last night, not tonight, and I just was to pray to find, get in a prayer for one of our partners on the line and ask the Lord to, whatever is going on, bind up any disease, any sickness that's attacking him that he miss out on the line. And Lord God, we ask you, Heavenly Father, to put a shield around him because, Lord, you see what we don't see. But we know that your word tells us pray for one another and we all are one. When we come together in this prayer line, if we don't hear one, we must check it out, see what's going on. And Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for putting a shield around Brother Black. Whatever is it, the enemy coming against him, we're binding it up right now in the name of Jesus. We're touching in agreement with one another, claiming victory over the brother in Jesus' name for Brother Black. Amen and amen.
Amen. Praise
amen.
God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And that's what it's all about, praying one for another. Amen. Bless the Lord. I heard Sister Parker on the other end. She had something, I think, I don't know if it's a praise report and an announcement or what. But anyway, we'll give space to Sister Parker right now.
Yes, good evening, everyone.
Evangelist,
God is glorifying all that we do and all that we say. I wanted to give a praise report. I know we are lifting each other up in prayer, and we should pray without ceasing, and I definitely do that. I've even found myself singing hymns during the night while I'm supposed to be asleep. I wake myself up singing church songs. I'm like, okay. So I know I'm getting older and wiser. But I wanted to thank God because I've been sitting in a holding pattern, I call it timeout when I've done something that I'm not supposed to do because Jesus chastises me and love. So I put myself in timeout to get a close walk with Jesus. And in that case, God blessed
Sister Parker, Minister Parker, whoever's speaking in the background, please stop just for a little bit and let her finish speaking. Then we'll try to hear you, but you're going to have to talk up louder so we can hear you. But wait for Minister Parker to finish, and then you can make whatever request or a report that you have for us. Kindly appreciate that. Go ahead, sis.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Am I speaking loud enough?
Oh, you're fine. I was talking to the person in the background.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, I want to give a praise report. Jesus came through right on time. He's an on-time God. I was sitting in timeout, and he said, okay, my child, I have something for you. I said, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. And he says, you have a job. You have a job working Monday through Friday from 9 to 6. It's in the surgical engineer department as a collection specialist. So I'm scratching my head. I'm like screaming. I'm shouting hallelujah. But God, and I want everybody to understand that, just but God, and I know we all as warriors do understand that, but God. When God is in it, there ain't no been in it. He is going to do it. When he says yes, it is yes. Despite what man says, it is yes. Because I had so many naysayers, so many people that said I couldn't do it and wouldn't do it. But God said, I brought you to it to bring you through it. And that's my hallelujah report.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Something you said you wanted to share with, I know everybody can't, but at least that something you said that I'll tell you we can do it once in a while about you wanted to say about a meeting you had coming up.
Yes,
or
ma'am.
Been some changes.
Yes, ma'am. We extend to you an invitation to help us lift up the name of Jesus. We're requesting your prayers, your financial support, or in your attendance during our 13th church and pastor's anniversary. It's going to be, it's Trinity Deliverance Worship Center.
I thought you were talking about a meeting that you said God gave you to do. That's the one I thought you were talking about.
Have a mission, yes. That's a vision that I'm still working upon that he's still giving me.
Oh, so you hadn't finished that. I thought that's what you were trying to tell me that you wanted to. Oh, okay. That's the one that I'm that I was saying was assigned to, but because everybody got different pastors, ministers, we can't go with just announcements just for, you know, all the churches benefits and all that kind of stuff. But the one that you were talking about that the Lord had put on your heart, that's one I thought you already had finished lining everything up for that you wanted us just to share that information and whatever.
No, ma'am. Put like prayer on that is WHAM, Women Have a Mission.
Okay, then.
It's going to be a WHAM conference, WHAM, W-H-A-M.
Okay.
WHAM conference. And it's a vision that God has given me, and it's awesome, awesome, awesome. And it's going to be, I said it was going to be in 2022. Jesus said it's going to be in 2023. So guess who won? Jesus won, hands down, knees down. And I'm not going to argue with it because he's given me more facts, more finances, more blessings, and I'm going with the blessings way.
We're always, always supposed to be listening to the voice of God because the anointing on it, because there's not going to be an anointing for God's blessing on it. We may have some things may come to pass, but anytime we don't do it as he said do it, it's going to break down, fall in, or something's going to take place, or the enemy's going to have free reign if we don't do what he says. In Proverbs 3:5, it says, trust in the Lord with all our heart. Lean not to our own understanding. All our ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct our path. That's in any of us, whether we're a lay member or whether we're bishop, apostle, whoever, because the devil don't care nothing about our titles or how long we've been saved. Anything we do outside the will of the Lord on his timing, the enemy, glory to God, will have free reign to come and drive. He's not going to rise. But in the meantime, we will keep that in prayer. The Lord bless for this future conference. That God bless your endeavors and everything will line up with his word. Praise God. Any more praise reports before or prayer requests before we hang up? I sound like I heard Mother Ulcer in the background, but I'm not quite sure. I heard a voice, but it was so low, but it was interfering with the minister as she was trying to share her praise report. So is that Mother Ulcer in the background?
Yes, that's the one. Praise God.
Okay.
I have been just listening when we have been together. I could not because it is now 1 month. I have been having pain in my sisters. I could not get out of my bed. But I was just believing in your prayers. And now I can get out of my bed and walk in the house.
Glory to God.
I still have pain. I still have pain, but I can walk in the house now. I told you guys, you are chosen. You are a chosen, and don't just keep up. You are a chosen.
God
is using you. God is using you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Father, we thank you for Mother Ulcer, and we bless the Lord for it. Thank God for the prayers and her faithfulness to you and trusting your word and even her connection to Divine Connection Prayer Line. And God, we thank you for how she's been spreading the anointing for standing on the word and even for that she said concerning the word to encourage us to keep pressing on and pursuing. So God continue to bless her body, not only to work around in that house, which is a miracle comparing to the pain and suffering that, suffering that she was going through that you deliver out of them, but she'll be able to go wherever she desire to go, free of the pain and no reoccurrences. In the name of Jesus, and no transferring spirits. Keep her spirit encouraged and build up. Thank you for all the miracles that have been touched through her children, her grandchild. Glory to God and for nephew, for all the family, God, even the reports that have been coming back that she's been sharing with us because of the power of prayer, but because of her faith along with touching and agreeing with us, that stand it on it will not move according to your faith. And look at my God. I thank you for her and pray you continue to strengthen her in the name of Jesus with her mindset like never before. No matter what goes on around her, I'm going to stand on your word, standing on your promises. So God, strengthen her body. Help her to continue to be encouraged. Don't let Gloria age get in the way, but just stand on because age don't have nothing to do with God. When it comes to him, all he wants is anointing for those that would obey and submit to his will. Just as he had called Moses out at 80 to be, glory to God, his prophet, glory to God, to do a great work for him. So God, help Jeremiah at a young age. God, and even one he done put on the throne even younger than Jeremiah. God, help us to be obedient and submitted to your will. God, we thank you for this report, the praise reports over to God from our other sister, because sometimes, God, we can go through that she has, Sister Parker has favor with God, with blessing jobs, but sometimes, glory to God, we can get caught up so much that we can change so much, and then God, I say, like she just said, put in a holding tank for a little bit so it can be in God's will, and now when things get a little tight and you ain't got no other choice but to look for God and for him to open the door, no matter how many other jobs were, and then when it gets to that point we get too relaxed, he can put a hold on things, and then when you get back to the point, you can praise him the more. God did it. He opened this particular job. He opened this way. Everything we need, glory to God, in restoring, restoration, encouragement, that word last night, those that are on the line that did not hear it or didn't hear it all, go to www.blogtalk.com/divineconnection blog talk radio, praise the Lord, and listen again or listen for the first time the word on restoration, on restore and restoring. I know you're going to be blessed, and that's from layperson all the way to bishop, apostle, whoever you are, that word will penetrate your heart and encourage your heart. So I thank you, Lord God, for that and for all those on the line, for my mother, Alexander, that stalks so firm and frank and so loving and kind and caring about people, but stand on the word. God, thank you for her even thinking about brother, even though I know others in their heart was praying for him and concerned because we're looking to hear from him. But God, I pray right now, as she said, touching his body, he had a lot going on this week. But God, I thank you, Lord God, for using him and using her to be concerned for us to pray. God, we bless you again for all the prayers tonight. Thank you for our sister evangelist Kincaid coming on, glory to God, and sharing with us tonight, even in prayer. We just bless the Lord. We move as God moves. God, we pray for Sister Rachel, because she's supposed to have 5 minutes tonight. I have her daughters line up, and sometimes they're on the line together. Whatever it is, the reason why she wasn't able to bring forth her 5 minutes on the rest. God, we pray you touch, you strengthen, you encourage. God, help her, glory to God, to continue to stand. We pray there was no attack on her body. Pray for her daughter, that you continue to bless, even through that MRI, whatever needs to be done for her shoulder. God, we are praying, healing. We thank you for the both of them, that they're concerned one for another, mother and daughter, and others. Pray for their whole family. Pray, God, that you will bless and continue to move by your spirit. We just love you for each one of these prayer warriors, so powerful, anointed in their lives. And pray for Pastor Bird, because when I talked to her earlier today, she was expecting to be on the line. So I know we had some storms coming through and through our city, but it didn't come, just rain on outside. So I don't know for her over in that Greenville, Spartanville area, in that area, whether it hit on that side. But we pray for her to continue to be blessed. So she's encouraged and fired up. So we thank God for her and thank God for Pastor Burton. And God continue to bless. She was having some serious cramps coming against her body ever since her husband had gone on the glory. The enemy just been fighting. But I'll tell you, she's blessed and highly favored of God and healed and delivered. So we're going to keep her lifted up against these attacks against her body, because the enemy can't break her down to just turn around or glory to God or just give up. So he's fighting with other areas. And like Mother Alexander even said today, and we've been saying for months and all year and last year too, but even more so now, that the enemy is on the rise, glory to God, an attack against the believers. But we got to know, glory to God, the time that God has given us to stand, that he will keep us and protect us and shield us. And we just got to keep the faith and keep looking up, because the enemy wants us to look down and focus on what's going on with this body, what's going on in the land, what's going on in my family, what's going on over here on the job, what's going on at the church, what's going on, all the attacks. But we got to look to the hills, what's coming to our help. We bless you today, God, to keep us and keep our minds and keep our family, keep our church family, keep us with a mindset of keep standing on your word and being obedient to it, and don't give up your joy and peace. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Bind you up, Satan, all your little cohorts, and set you up. And I mean, every setup and trap, plot, plan be eradicated, dismantled. Glory to God. Cursed at the root. Glory to God to bring forth no more fruit in Jesus' name. Pray for First Lady Paige as you continue to bless her through the process too. Touch her body, keep her encouraged, and thank you, Lord God, for the love of God. Pray for Bishop too as well. In Jesus' name we pray to continue to, that man of God to speak truth and walk in truth. And God, even for his life soon, you'll be able to get him, take him off of the job, that he can be able to be the overseer and continue to carry that gospel like you're giving it to him for to do. In Jesus' name, I love you. Thank you again. Thank God for my children as well, their concerns, and all of you that love me and pray for me on this prayer line. I love God, love you, and thank God. You don't know how much this is a blessing to me every week as well. We love you, be blessed, and have a wonderful Jesus-filled week. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise God. We look forward to, on the second Sunday of August, Minister Johnny May. She's been on one time before. I think, I don't know what she was on, with somebody or what. Johnny May Simpson. She will be our speaker under leadership of Apostle Mary Burton. We got that confirmed. Supposedly got back a couple weeks ago, but just got it definitely confirmed this past week, well, a few days ago. So the Lord bless. We look forward to her speaking on our second Sunday. Bless the Lord. And I may try to find out whether that 15 minutes of may use for exhortation, and let Brother Black do that time then for to get that part of the message in that he didn't get in to. Praise God at that time. Or we still could use that Monday night, whichever one. Well, maybe we'll use Monday night and still plug you in. That'll probably be better. Just Monday night coming. Yeah, that'll be better. We'll just leave it like this, since we're supposed to do it on the prayer night tonight. We'll just say Monday night, and so we won't cross up with the message that the Lord blessed for the theme for her that night. Well, anyway, the Lord say the same. There's nothing else to be said. We're getting ready to sign out in Jesus' name. Keep praying one for another, and we're praying God's blessing, protection, shield, debt cancellation, healing,
Glory to God, spiritually, physically, and naturally. Pray for Sister Brenda, too. We haven't heard from her in a while, but we pray God's blessings upon her in whatever direction God has given her. Amen. That's it. We're going to say good night then. Shalom.
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 God be the glory for the great things He has done. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless His holy name. We didn't know You came to save us, Lord, to take our sins away. Our eyes were blind, we couldn't see. We didn't know who You was. Thank You that we know now, and we give God glory for receiving us back to the Father. In Jesus' name we pray.